Begin the current daf mesach this even daf tzadihe. We begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel regarding if one says pi tikkur yared b'seisim even on all 4 sides. For example, by achsadra b'bika, when there's an enclosed area that has a roof but doesn't have 4 walls, it has, let's say, 4 poles holding it up. So generally, you say the concept of pi tikkur, that the opening of the roof, that itself is like the beginning of a wall, the edge. Has that side, that is the beginning of a wall, and we view it as halachically a virtual wall as it becomes and it closes up the area. So although we say it by 1, 2, 3, there's machlekes if we say it on all 4 sides between Rav and Shmuel. And that is where our Gemara continues and says, Lema Abaye v'Rava bepluktah de Rav and Shmuel kamifkli. We have a machlekes between Abaye and Rava, and the Gemara assumes that it would sound like that they're arguing about the same machlekes between Rav and Shmuel if we say pitikah yared b'seisim on all 4 sides or not. Did my books, we learned as follows. If someone made a schach, he put a roof of schach for sukkahs over this pavilion that has these petzimen, it has poles that are less than 3 tefachim from one pole to another. There everyone agrees that that's going to be a kosher sukkah because of the halachic principle of lavud. That is, if we have these vertical poles, one that's not more than 3 tefachim away from the other around the perimeter, so then it's as if it's entirely closed, and then you have the schach, so therefore that's a kosher sukkah. However, ein lo betzimen, if it doesn't have these pegs, these poles, these vertical poles that are 3 tefachim or less between each other to create these 4 walls, what is the halacha? And that is what we have in machlekes. Rather, we have these regular 4 poles holding it up. Well, let's say even no poles or whatever it is. You have just the roof. Abaye says kosher, nonetheless. Rava says it's possible. What's the explanation? So the Gemara says, Abaye amak shera, amar pitikah yared v'seisim, because it says based on the principle of pitikah yared v'seisim, we view it as if it has 4 walls, and therefore since you have the schach, it's a kosher sukkah. V'rava amar psula, Rava says it's invalid, because loy amar pitikah yared v'seisim, he does not say the principle of pitikah yared v'seisim. So that the Gemara wants to say, lema abaye k'rav, so let's say abaye is saying like Rav, that even if you don't even have one wall, one halachic wall, it doesn't make a difference, it's going to be kosher because you'll say pitikah yared v'seisim for all 4 walls. V'rava k'shmul, and Rav that says you don't say on all 4 walls pitikah yared v'seisim, it's like Shmuel. Now the Gemara says no. And that is, alib de Shmuel, kule amale pliki. You're right, in the opinion of Shmuel, nobody argues, and that is, everybody would agree, and that Abaye would even tell you that this that I'm saying that's kosher can only be in Rav and not in Shmuel. And that is, Abaye agrees that according to Shmuel, it would have to be possible the case of a sukkah, because since regarding the achsadr, this pavilion, that it has these piers, it has the edges of the roof, that it was made for the achsadr, for the pavilion, for people to use the area underneath it. And yet in spite of that, as we had learned in the previous daf, Shmuel says it's forbidden to carry over there more than Dalet Amos, so definitely wouldn't help regarding sukkah, where there it wasn't made for the purposes of sukkah, rather for to use the area underneath it. And since for Shabbos, which that's the utility that you're using it for that, it doesn't work over there, definitely it doesn't work by sukkah. So there no one argues that everyone would say that Abaye and Rava are that Abaye cannot be in the opinion of Shmuel. However, it's not in the reverse that way. And that is, ki pligi aliba de Rav. The machloik is Abaye and Rava, was that Rava could even be like Rav. And they were arguing in his opinion. And Rava is going to tell you that don't say that I'm just like Shmuel, not like Rav, because I could even be saying my opinion in Rav. And that is Abaye k'Rav. Abaye would seem to be like Rav, and that's who he's going in. Just like Rav says over there, you say, pitikah yared b'seisim on all 4 sides, here too. But for Rava would tell you that ad kan lo kama Rav hasam, where do we find that Rav says that it's permitted regarding, let's say, by the halachas of Shabbos to carry underneath the whole entire area of that achsadra, that you say, pitikah yared b'seisim on all 4 sides. That's Ela Dahani Mechitzes. That's only because those walls, in other words, those virtual halachic walls, which are the beams that are there, that you have on the edges, that we say that we view the edge as the pitik, as if it's coming down, creating this wall. That's because you want to know by Shabbos why Rav says it's kosher to carry underneath the entire chsadra, is because lachsadra vidi. These poles, these tikras that we're viewing as if it comes down, they were made for the purpose of the utility of the pavilion itself. And therefore, we can see as naturally the extension would be the halachic principle of them being viewed as walls to enclose the area underneath it. And that's why Rav says over there, pitikah yared v'seisim, even on all 4 sides. Aval hacha, but over here regarding the case of sukkah, dahana mechitzas lav l'sukkah vidi, these walls were not made for sukkah. In other words, these virtual walls of the achsadr were not made for the purpose of sukkah. Loi, here even Rav would agree that we would not say that these pitikers should be yored v'saisim in all four sides. And that is because, as Rashi explains, although you don't really need to have mechitzis l'shman, you have to make the walls of sukkah l'shem mitzvah sukkah, but we're not going to be so lenient to say these virtual halachic walls based on pitikur yored v'saisim if the tikur itself, if these kairis were not made for the purpose of the mitzvah of sukkah. And therefore, although that's a leniency and a halachic validation of a virtual wall, a pitikur yored v'saisim, but it's only in a case where Rav would say, but the letz bei Shabbos, where it's made for that intention. So therefore, we'll see it as if it's extending down to the bottom. But here, where it's not made for the mitzvah of sukkah, we will not extend that halachic principle on all four sides to say pitikur yored v'saisim. And therefore, Rav is saying, I'm not only just like Shmuel, I was even saying my opinion, even in the opinion of Rav, who says it by Shabbos, but would not say it here by the halacha of sukkah. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah. That we said on the Mishnah on the previous stop, the Rabbi Yossi says, regarding a chatzar or a bayis that's breached on Shabbos. So he said, imutarin, if it's permitted, he was saying like this type of an answer that the previous opinion had differentiated, that for this Shabbos it's good because it's start of Shabbos, okay, and the next Shabbos is not going to be good because obviously that Shabbos is going to be starting off without mechitzas. And he says, wait, if it's permitted this Shabbos, then it should be permitted next Shabbos also. If it's not good next Shabbos, it shouldn't be good now either. So the Gemara asks, Ibailahu, he doesn't say explicitly what he was saying. Rabbi Yossi Lesser, was Rabbi Yossi coming to forbid and saying that, yeah, just like it's forbidden next Shabbos, it's going to be forbidden even this Shabbos? Or was his type of a response to say that just like it's permitted, just like it's permitted this Shabbos, because he agrees to the principle of Kiman Shehu Georgia, so that he would permit even for the following Shabbos. What was he trying to say? He was just saying that we're not differentiating between next Shabbos and this Shabbos, so therefore what? So are they both Aser, or are they both Mutter? And that the Gemara says, Amrav Sheshes, Lesser, he was coming to say that it's forbidden, saying, yeah, just like next Shabbos, you see, there's no wall, it's not going to be kosher. So here also, even if it happened in the middle of Shabbos, for the rest of Shabbos, it's going to be Aser. B'chinam Rabbi Yechon, Lesser, so Rabbi Yechon's interpretation of Rabbi Yechon's opinion was that it's forbidden. Tanya Hach is similar in the Brisa that says this thing, that Rabbi Yossi said, K'shem Shasur and La'asa Lavi, just like it's forbidden. For the future, because there's no walls, Kach Asur and La'asa Shabbos, so it's forbidden, even for that Shabbos, if it happened in the middle of the Shabbos. So La'alocha, the Gemara brings Itmar. Rav Chiya bar Yosef Amar, he says, Halacha Kreb Yossi, he says, Halacha Falza Kreb Yossi, that it's Asur even on this Shabbos. Rav Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel says, no, Halacha Kreb Yehuda, Halacha Falza Kreb Yehuda, who is the first opinion in the Mishnah, that it's only Asur for the future Shabbos, but for this Shabbos, Kimet Shehutra Hutra, once Shabbos is started off as a kosher area, as a place that's mutter to carry, it continues like that for the rest of Shabbos. To which the Gemara asks, Umiyama Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this, that in this Halacha, when it gets breached on Shabbos, it will retain its heter that started off with it in the beginning of Shabbos. But now we learn the Mishnah on Pe'alaf from a base that Amar Yehuda says, that he says, when did we say that you have to notify somebody that you're making an Erev for him? That's Beruv Tchum, and that's only by an Erev of the one's boundary to extend 2,000 Amos in that direction. Of a Beruv Chatzeris Ma'arvin, but regarding an Erev Chatzeris that to be considered as part of this pluralistic individual domain, that it's one person's domain that everyone could carry in this chatzer, that's bein ladas, bein shaloi ladas. That's whether he knows about it or whether he does not know about it. Now, what's the difference between eruv tchumen and eruv chatzeres? And the reason is based on the principle of fisha zachon lo adam shalei befanu. One can merit someone else something that's totally a merit, even if he's not there. And that is, a Eruv HaChatzeris is always a merit for a person because all he does is gain. He doesn't have to carry stuff out into the Chatzah, but if he wants, he could. So therefore, he's not losing, he's only gaining. And that's why he can do it even without his knowledge. However, the Ein Chavin Shalei Bafanav, we cannot create a liability for a person when he's not there. And therefore, Eruv Tchumen, sometimes it is a liability because he's losing in the other direction, although it allows you to go another 2,000 Amos in the direction of where the Eruv is made, but you lose 2,000 Amos in the other direction, and that's why you can't do it without the person's das, without him being willing for you to make it for him. Now, regarding that Mishnah, we said, V'am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Halacha Kreb Yehuda, Halacha Fazer Kreb Yehuda. And not only that here is where he says Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, El Kol Makim Shoshana Rabbi Yehuda be'Erven. Anywhere Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was mentioned in the halachas of Erven, again, not only there regarding where he said by the requiring das of Erev Tchum and the Rebbe Chatzeres, but wherever his opinion is mentioned, halacha k'maisa, halacha is like him. And then this next part of the discussion is the main point of the question. Now, on that what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that we always follow Rabbi Yehuda in the halachas of Erven, so he asked him, he says, did Shmuel When he said this halacha that you said in his name, that we always pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, even say it regarding a mavoi, that its kairis, its crossbeam, or its lech, its sidepost, was taken down on Shabbos, that even there he says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, which is the halacha of our Mishnah, that even if it's taken away and it loses its heter on Shabbos, that it retains its heter because it started off Shabbos the right way, as based on the pencil of Kivin Shehucha Hucha. So he says, V'amalei said to him, wait, listen to the words I told you. Be'ervin amarti lach. I told you regarding the halachas of Ervin, that's what the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. V'loi b'mechitzes. Not regarding the halachas of walls. In other words, although that is an application that would relate to halachas of Ervin, but that when it's kaira or lechi came down, it's the virtual wall that's down, which is the fourth wall. Nothing to do with the Erev principle about, let's say, everyone sharing their bread or bringing out all the things into one place to consider it one area. That would be the halach of Erev. What you're telling me, although it's related to halachas of Erev, and it's really the halach of Mechitzis. There he didn't say the halach of follows like Rabbi Yehuda. And if that's the case, the Gemara is asking, how can you say that Shmuel said the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, which is that same case of the Mavoid that lost its lech or its kairo or the Chatzah or Nifritza, that there the halach of follows Rabbi Yehuda, Kimincha Hucha Hucha. Where here we say explicitly that no, regarding that case, we say that he does not say halach is like Rabbi Yehuda because that's halach of Mechitzis, it's not of Erev. So Amr Avan and Rav Anan said, I heard this from Shmuel, the explanation of this difference. When did we say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in this halacha, and when did we say it's not? Can, over here, in our Mishnah, regarding what we said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, where it was breached on Shabbos, it should nifer to a Carmelist, is where it was breached to a Carmelist. There it's mutter like Rabbi Yehuda, because even if we were to go ahead and carry out now, at most, it's not going to be an Issa D'Oraisa, it's going to be just Issa D'Rabbanan. And that's why I say, Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, because once it started off Heter, we continue the Heter. But Khan over here, where is what he had answered to Rav Chana Big Disoy, that there Shmuel does not say that Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, regarding that that's Mechitzis, and there he doesn't say like Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Be'erim that he says, where it's breached to Rosh Hasarabim, and there we're going to say that it's going to be Aser. Even in middle of Shabbos, we don't say Kibin Chuchu Chuchu because there it's already bordering on Issa D'Oraisa of carrying into the Rosh Hashanah. That is why there we do not say Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, although it's the same exact case, but it depends what it's nifritz to. When we said Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda in Amish, it's nifritz to the Carmelis, and there we said it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's going to be us even on that Shabbos when it's nifritz to the Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara continues with the final Mishnah of this parak. Habayna Aliyah al Gabish Nebatim. Someone builds a second story on top of two houses that are on two sides of the Shusram. So you have a, let's say, a highway, and one side is a house, another side of a house, and you have a second story that goes on top of the two houses. V'chein Gisharm HaMefalashim, similarly regarding a bridge that goes from one side of Shusram to the other side, and it's open, that is, there's walls underneath the bridge on either side, and that is perpendicular to the bridge, you have walls. So the halacha is, regarding these two cases, metatlan tachtein b'shabbos, one is allowed to carry underneath the bridge and underneath this overpass of these two houses on Shabbos, and that's based on the principle of pi tikra, that we see the edge of the bridge or of the second story, that roof is as if the thickness of that is a wall on the side, as if it's coming down on either side. And since you have two houses on either side, or two walls by the edge of the bridge, so you're ultimately being enclosed by four walls, and therefore you can carry underneath it, even though it's in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham say that's forbidden, that no, since the Rosh Hashanah passing through, you won't say this, that there's two walls of the houses, and to say Pitikah Yerib Yisrael, it's going to be forbidden to carry in that area on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda. And moreover, Rabbi Yehuda says, a leniency in this topic, that ma'arvin l'mavah ha'mafulish, we're allowed to make an Erev regarding a mavah that's open on both sides to Rosh Hashanah. And that is because since you have two mechitzes, you have two sides that are closed, so though it's flush, it opens up to Rosh Hashanah. For example, if you have a mavah, let's say a regular local road, which would be, let's say, like a mavah, then opens up into a state highway, whatever it is, that would be considered like a Rosh Hashanah. So it goes from the Rosh Hashanah into the mavah to the Rosh Hashanah. It still will be kosher in the area to go ahead and make an Eruv like you can do in a mavoi, because that is has two mechitzes, and that's all Rabbi Yehuda needs to be considered an area of a mavoi where it has two mechitzes. B'chamayis say it's forbidden. No, it's not enough with two mechitzes to be considered an area separate from the Rosh Hashanah. So now the Gemara explains that Amar Rabbi says, regarding the first halacha of our Mishnah, Loitema hainu taimed Rabbi Yehuda. Don't say the reason Rabbi Yehuda that he says permitted to carry underneath this overpass between the two houses and the bridge. Mishum de kasava beiz mechitzas derais. Don't say the reason is because he holds that it's enough to have two walls that biblically that makes it into its own rishus hayachid. And that is because there's halachal meshem esina, as the Gemara says in the first parak in Daf Dalad, that shiurin, different measurements, chatzitzin, different partitions, the things that are separations, let's say on the body regarding tefillah, umechitzis, and different partitions are halachal meshem esina. And his opinion is that since there's two walls from the two houses, that itself will consider it as it's a separate area, and that is why you could carry underneath the bridge or underneath the overpass. That's not the reason. Rather, because if it didn't have p'tik, if you couldn't say this halachic principle of these four walls, of the two other walls of the overpass on the sides, that is, if it's coming down, then it wouldn't be permitted. Ella, rather, the Gemara says, Rabbi says, Mishum de Kesava p'tik yard b'saisa. The reason why this case of our Mishnah of carrying over the under the overpass or by the bridge is because we view the sides of the this thickness of this wall, of the bridge, on the sides, as if its walls coming down, and therefore you ultimately have four walls, and that's why you're allowed to carry underneath the country of Yehuda. But just because it had two walls, that wouldn't be enough to carry in it midday raisa. To which Esau Abaya asked from the following braisa. Yes, Rakenam Rabbi Yehuda. Even more than this Rabbi Yehuda says. Now, the beginning of the braisa says, talks about a case that whether there's a window between two houses, or whether there's a window between two different courtyards, or if there's a bridge, or if there's a kever, or if there's a Rosh Hashanah that's covered. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to carry underneath it on Shabbos. And that's where the part of the braisa that we're quoting, that he says that even more than this Rabbi Yehuda says, that what? Mishiyash leshnei bat mishnei tzid Rosh Hashanah. If someone has two homes on two sides of Rosh Hashanah, and that is, even if it's a total Rosh Hashanah, and there is no roof, like the cases he had said in the Reisha of that braisa, to say Yerd V'Saisim. In other words, the first cases of that braisa, we're able to say, P'tikah Yerd V'Saisim, that the roof that was covering that area was coming down. Here he says even more than that. Even if there's no roof whatsoever, just two houses on either side of Rosh Hashanah, he says, Oysa lechi mikan, v'lechi mikan, you can make a side post over here, and a side post over there. Oykari mikan, v'kari mikan, or a crossbeam over here, and a crossbeam over there. V'naisa, v'naisin be'emza. And then you could carry in the middle, in between, and that is because it's permitted, because you have two walls, midai raisa, on the two sides of Rosh Hashanah, that's enough. You just have to have these lechis to create this, as if it's, as we have by a regular mabu, when you have it's closed on three sides, you have to have a lechi or a kari as a sign to show that this is a separate area. But regarding the, and that is, you have on either side of this one house, you have a lechi on this side shows that this is closed and this is closed, or you have a crossbeam from one house on one side to the other house on the other side, just to show that it's a closed off area. But you really, you only need to have two houses to just create these two walls. Now, Amar Loi, on that, that's what they told him. The Chacham who argue on Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, they told him, Eima Arv in Rosh Hashanah Makach. You can't go ahead and make an Eiriv in the Rosh Hashanah like that by just having two walls on either side. But what we see in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that you see clearly, even when you don't have the concept of Pitik or Yerib Desaisim, yes, Rakein on Rabbi Yehuda, that still you're going to say that it's kosher to carry inside of it just as long as you have a simon of a lechi or a kaira. And that obviously is not like what Rabbi says, that he only permits to carry underneath it in that area because you have Pitik or Yerib Desaisim, as if it's closed by four sides because of the Pitik. Or you see clearly that he says permitted even with just two walls. And that's the reason of his heter. So Amalei, Rabbi responded, he says, right, Mahehi in. From that braisa, you do have a proof to show me that two mechitzes, two walls, are derais, and that's why you would be able to carry within that area midderaisa. But, miha, I just want you to know that from our Mishnah, lekala mishma mene, from our Mishnah, you cannot prove this, that he holds two walls are enough to create a separate area midderaisa. And the reason of our Mishnah is because of p'tikah yerib v'saisim, because the edges of the roof are viewed as if they're coming down. So you're right, elsewhere we find that, but I just want you to know that don't say the reason of our Mishnah is because of that. Although that is a halachic principle that he agrees to, our Mishnah would be based on particular decisive. To which the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Masnit Namideka. Our Mishnah is meduic like that to show this idea that it's like Rabbah. That the explanation of the first halacha of our Mishnah is because of particular decisive and not because it has two walls on two sides. Mediktani, because from the fact that it says in our Mishnah, Va'oid Am Rabbi Yehuda, the second halacha that Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, says, and even more than this, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'arvin b'mavah ha'mafulish v'chacham ha'isim, that we can make an Eiriv, the houses that open up into this Mavoy, even though it's open on both sides of its by its ends, into Rosh Hashanah, still you got to go ahead and make an Eiriv over there, and the Chacham say it's Asr. Now, If you say that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda in the first halacha was mishum dekasava pitikur yerd v'soysim like Rabba, that because we view the edges of this gesher, of this bridge, or of this aliyah, of this overpass, as if it's coming down, and the second halacha is, which is the halacha of mavim befulish, is based on the principle of at least having two walls, and therefore that's enough according to Rabbi Yehuda midaraisa. Now we would understand in the Mishnah why he says, and also that even this Rabbi Yehuda is permitting that even in the second case of the Mishnah where you don't have pitikur, but because you have two walls, that is why he's going to say that you can make an Eruv within the Mavim and Foolish, because they're two different halachas. At first he says a chiddush of pitikur yerd v'soysim, even though it's a middle of Shulchan Aruch. And then he says, even more, even if you don't have pitikur, I'll permit it because it has two walls. But if you're going to say that even the first halacha of our Mishnah, Mishum dekosav v'shtei mechitzos d'oraisa, is because he holds that two walls are enough mid'oraisa, so my va'id, what's the va'id of our Mishnah? It's the same exact case. Obviously, you're allowed to go ahead and make an Eruv because you have two walls, just like he said in the first halacha. So shemamina, that from that you could infer, like Rabba, that the reason of the first halacha of carrying underneath the overpass and the bridge is because of pitikur yerd v'soysim, and therefore there would not be any raya, although that is essentially what Rabbi Yehuda holds, but it wouldn't be a raya to his din, the two mechitzas are enough, the raya. Hadron lach kol gagas, we shall return to you the 9th parak of Masechta Zeirvin, parak kol gagas. And with that we begin the 10th parak of Masechta Zeirvin, parak hamoitzi tefillin. And this parak talks about the halachas of Eitzah of transporting things from one domain to another domain on Shabbos. So our mission begins. Hamoitzi tefillin, if someone finds tefillin in the field, in a place where it's lost, so machnisin, he brings it into the city, into the house, zug zug, one pair at a time, that is, he has a pair of tefillin, is one on the head, one on the arm, and that's a pair the way it's normally worn during the week. And then he goes back, and he brings in another pair, goes back, brings another pair, until he gets all the tefillin, which was laying there in disgrace, out there, and he brings it into a place where it's protected inside. Now, Reb Gamliel Omer, he argues, shnaim, says, you bring in two pairs at a time, that is, you bring a pair on the head, that's two tefillin on the head, and a pair on the arm, and that means two tefillin on the arm. And the Gemara is going to explain, what is this? Why is it that necessarily two pairs that you're putting on your head and two pairs on your arm? But then the Mishnah qualifies this whole heter. But when did we say this, that one is allowed to transport, which you're not allowed to carry from this area where it's found out in the field into the city, not allowed to transport? Why did we allow that to be done? This was only said to be yishanis, only by old tefillin. In other words, it's recognizable from the knots in the tefillin that's made in Hashem's name of Shakai, the shin, that there's a dal, there's a yud, which are in different parts of the tefillin in the knots, where you definitely know that they're tefillin, and it has kedusha, and you're not allowed to leave it there in disgrace. That's where we allowed you to do this thing of wearing it and bringing it back and forth and transporting it that way. Av b'chadosh is pater, but if they're new tefillin, then one is exempt from bringing it in, because maybe they're just what's known as kemeis, amulets, and there really is no kedusha for it. And it's only because when it's made in the halachas of tefillin, which is for l'shem mitzvah tefillin, that then you're not allowed to leave it there in disgrace. But here, where maybe it's not, so you can't be mechal Shabbos, because maybe it's not really, doesn't have kedushas tefillin, it's new, and maybe it wasn't written for the purpose of tefillin, then you can leave it out there in the fields. Then the Mishnah says, matzin tzvasim, if one finds it in pairs, and that is there's different knots, they're knotted together, and there's many tefillin in every knot, or oikriches, or he finds them in bundles, which the Gemara is going to explain what's the difference between peers and bundles. But either way, machshech aleihem, he waits till it gets dark, and he sits there and he watches them. Mavien, and then after Shabbos, then after it gets dark, he brings them back all together into a place where they could be kept in the right place, not in disgrace. And the Gemara is going to ask, why in this case, where he finds many of them bundled together, doesn't he just do the same thing that the beginning of the Mishnah said, where he takes one pair, puts it on, goes back and forth? Why over here would we say he just stays there and waits till after Shabbos? Continue on Talmud Beis, however, ubisakonet, in time of danger, where he cannot wait there till after Shabbos in the fear of robbers and thieves. So then, mechasna v'hoylecha, he just covers it, so it shouldn't be so disgraced, and then he leaves it there till he can come back at a later point in time. Reb Shimon says a different option. He says, noisin l'chaver, he gives it to his friend. V'chaver l'chaver, and his friend gives it to his friend. That is, each one doesn't go more than an area of Dalet Amos, which is permitted in this Rishus HaRabim. Ashmegi l'chatzach itzen, until it, from friend to friend to friend to friend, it gets to the outer courtyard of the city, which is the first protected area. That's an approach one can use to get those tefillin from outside inside. And similarly, the Mishnah says, v'chein benoi, regarding a person's son, which was born to his mother out in the field on Shabbos, what you could do is to get him inside the city, is noisin l'chaver, he gives it to his friend, v'chaver l'chaver, and his friend to his friend, afilamei, even 100 people, it's okay, because no one is going more than Dalet Amos at a time. Rabbi Yehuda says, even more of a chiddush. A person can give a barrel to his friend, and to his friend to his friend, even if it's going to be going out of the tchum of where it had started. So Amalai, they said to him, regarding that halacha, no. That this barrel should not be transported more than the tchum of the owner of the barrel. And that is, it could only go as far as the barrel owner's tchum. That's his chafetz and his objects get his tchum, and therefore that cannot be taken out of the owner's tchum. So now the Gemara goes to explain the opinions in our Mishnah. So the Tanakhama's opinion was that zug echad in, that one pair, one is allowed to put on and transport in and then go back and take the other one, but tveiloi, but not that, not more than one pair at a time. So the Gemara says, let's say that we have a regular Mishnah that's anonymous with, not attributed to any specific author, not like Rameya, which is a problem, because generally Stam Mishnah is like Rameya. The Iker Rameya, because if our Mishnah is like Rameya, Ha'amar, but he says elsewhere that loivish kol mashay chalilvish, you can dress yourself with whatever you want to get ahead and dress yourself with. This is a sugya mesech leShabbos and Namdaf Kof Chof, which is regarding saving things from a house that's on fire and you want to get all your clothing out. So he says you could put on as much as you want, and you could cloak yourself with all the different garments that you have. There's not like we learned Masech LeShabbos where it says over there, L'sham Maitzi, and to there, in other words, to the courtyard that's right near where the fire is, you take out Kol Kli Tashmishi, all his utensils, V'loivish Kol Masha Yochalovish, and he dresses himself with all his garments, V'oitiv Kol Masha Yochalatev, and he wraps himself with all the things that he can wrap himself with. That seems to be not like the opinion of this Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you can only put on one tefillin at a time. You can't put on as much as you want. Here you say, put on whatever, as much as you want at a time. Now, the Gemara says, Vahi Stama, now that anonymous Mishnah over there by the case of the fire in Shabbos Kuf Chav, Mimaydri Rameyah, how do we know that is Rameyah to say that our anonymous Mishnah is not like Rameyah? The reason is, the Ketani Allah, because we learned regarding that halacha over there, Masech LeShabbos, that it says, Loivish Umaytzi Upayshin, that you put on the garments, you go out and you transport it, then you take it off, then Loivish Umaytzi Upayshin, then you go put on new garments, then you transport it out by wearing it, and then you take it off. Afilu Kaliyam Kuli, even the entire day, Divri Meir, that's the opinion of Meir. So therefore you see that it's clearly his opinion that says you could dress yourself, not like the other opinion that you'd only take out a certain amount of garments, how much a normal person would wear. He says you could put on as much as you want and do it all entire day. So we see that Mishnah is like Rameya. And therefore, if that's his opinion, our Mishnah, that's a Stam Mishnah, cannot be like him. Because there we say he could take it as much as he wants, and here we say he could only do one at a time. So on that, the Gemara says, I'm a Rava. No, it's not really true. I feel a Tamer Rameya. You could even say that the Tana of our Mishnah is like Rameya. But what's with that discrepancy that here it sounds like you could only do one at a time, and there you could put in as much as you want? Because it depends on the criteria of what we're discussing. Hasam derech mabush chikachel shabri abon. There, regarding the way it's normally worn during the weekday, that's how the Rabban equated it to save it from the fire on Shabbos. And here also, v'halcha derech mabush chikachel shabri abon. Here also, regarding the way it's normally worn during the weekday, the Rabban also considered to save the tefillin from where it's lying in disgrace, as the Gemara explains. Hasam over there, regarding the fire, where it's talking about other garments, not tefillin. That during the weekday, as many clothing as you want to wear, you can wear, and people commonly do wear many garments. So in that tzali, not mishar l'rabban. So regarding saving it, the Rabban also said, put on as much as you want. Put on a jacket, put on a sweater, put on a ski cap, put on everything you want, because people can wear sometimes, or whatever they want, as many garments as they want. So the Rabban Shabbos to say, you can do the same. It's considered a mode of transportation. However, but here regarding where during the weekday, how are tefillin normally worn? Normally one pair at a time and not more. And that is because this Tana, this opinion, which is Rameyer, holds that Shabbos is the Zman of Tefillin. And therefore, that is why it's Mutter on Shabbos, because even without saving it on Shabbos, notwithstanding if it was lying out in the state of disgrace, one would be able to put on Tefillin and put it on. So therefore, that is the heter, really, essentially, the way it's normally done during the weekday. That's how you're doing on Shabbos. So therefore, regarding Shabbos, just like over there in that case of the fire, which is Remeir too, that just like what is done normally during the weekday, that's how you could wear stuff on Shabbos. So to hear that just like it is during the weekday, the tefillin here also on Shabbos, where it's the time of the mitzvah of tefillin, because of saving, we don't let you do more than it's done during the weekday, which is one pair of tefillin and not two. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, which Rava said could even be the opinion of Rameyer, which according to Rashi's interpretation is based on his principle that Shabbos is a Zman of Tefillin, and therefore that's really why you're allowed to wear it in the first place to save it, which is one pair and not two. Then the Gemara quotes the second opinion of the Mishnah, Rameleiloi Mishnaim Shnaim. You're allowed to wear two pairs at a time to save them from the state of disgrace. And then the Gemara asks, Mike Savat. Now, what does Reb Gamliel hold that he says you're allowed to save two at a time, but not more? If he holds that Shabbos is a time of tefillin, that in other words, there is a mitzvah to wear Shabbos, to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and that's why it's permitted. But to save more than what the mitzvah is, you're not allowed to. So then the question is, zug echad in tfei loy. Then you should only be able to save one pair and not more. Why are you allowed to wear two pairs? You should only allowed, in other words, if it's based on the same fundamental principle like Reb Meir, so that's like Reb Meir said, you're only allowed to wear one. It's the zman of tefillin. So you could put on tefillin. To the contrary, it's a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos, according to this opinion. So that's why you're allowed to put on the tefillin to save them one at a time, but not two, because the mitzvah is not to wear two pairs. The ikusav of Shabbos loves man tefillin, and if you're going to say that he holds Shabbos, is not a time of tefillin. There's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Now, so how you allowed to put in even one pair is because umeshum hatzala derech mal b'shor le'rabban, and the reason is based on because you're allowed to save things just like you wear them normally during the weekday, similar again to the concept we had said regarding saving things from the fire on Shabbos. And so the reason is because we consider it like a tachshit, like an adornment, and not like a load. In other words, you're not allowed to carry loads on Shabbos. That would be considered the issa b'itza. But you're allowed to wear clothing, possibly even jewelry, things that are considered an adornment for the person, which is what tefillin are. Now, even though it's not customary to wear it on Shabbos, but because of hatzalah, because of saving the tefillin, we permit it, and that's why we're allowing it, because that's how it's normally done during the weekday, which is an adornment, so too on Shabbos. Again, not because of the mitzvah, which would only allow you one. So that tefillin tvei nami, so then even more than two pairs should be allowed. It's jewelry. I could wear a watch, I could wear this, I could wear a whole bunch of things. I should be able to wear more than just two pairs of tefillin. Why just two? So the Gemara answers, Lo'ilim k'sabah Shabbos loves man tefillin. In truth, he holds that Shabbos is not the time of tefillin. And that's why it's not limited to one based on the mitzvah. It's even more than one based on the principle of its atachshit. Now, so why not more than two? Because of chishari rabbanon le'in hatzar derech malbush, this concept that rabbanon permitted you to save things the way they're normally worn during the weekday, which is inclusive and which l'chayr should have been, as we had asked previously, even more than two at a time, it was only b'mokin tefillin. Only in the area where tefillin are fit to be worn. That is because the whole entire head is not fit to have tefillin worn on it. Only what's called the kudkud, which is the fontanelle. It has a little indentation there in that area of the top of the skull is where the tefillin sit over there. And it can't stick out more than that area. And a Shabbos also is only considered a tachshit. Again, you're not doing it for the mitzvah tefillin, but it's only considered an adornment in the area where it's fit to be worn. In other words, a watch is not an adornment if you hang it from your toes. It's only in the place where it's normally worn, and therefore, it's only fit to have it in that area. So that's why two we allow, but not more than two, because we're also going to be considered a masoi and not a tachshit, to which the Gemara asks. So, okay, so it's based on the idea of only in the place where tefillin can be worn, and then it's a tachshit. So, ihachi, if that's the case, zug echad in tvei loy. So only one pair, right? They have one, the mitzvah is to wear one pair of tefillin. That means you have space for one pair of tefillin. Why is he allowing two if it's only considered a tachshit in the place where tefillin can be worn? On that he says, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, that mokim yesh b'roish la'anich b'shtei tefillin. There is place on the head to wear two pairs of tefillin. So although there's only mitzvah to wear one, but since there's space for two, it's considered the mokim for tefillin, so therefore it's considered tachshit even to be wearing two pairs of tefillin at one time, two, and that is there's room for two tefillin sh'roish on the head. First thing I might ask, wait. So hanichah d'raish, I understand on the head there's space for two, but the yad ma'yiklim, what are you going to say about the hand? There's not. And that the Gemara, there's not space for two. So the Gemara says kidrav huna. That's based on a different halacha of Rav Huna, that at times we could have two on the hand. That is the Amr Rav Huna says, pa'am sha'adim ba'ad manasada. Sometimes, and at least in times of the Gemara where they would be wearing tefillin all day, sometimes a person's coming in from the field. The chavilas al rosh is carrying his load on his head. Umisalkan miraisha, so therefore not to disgrace. The tefillin shoresh is getting crushed by the load that you're carrying. He takes it off from his head and he ties it onto his arm. So therefore you see sometimes that not only are you wearing a tefillin shal yad over here, but you're wearing even your tefillin shoresh, and therefore you see that there is a times when you have two on your hand. That's why you can carry two on your head, because there's space for two on your head, and two on one's arm. But then the Gemara asks on this, that Eimadam Rav Huna, when did Rav Huna say this halacha, that sometimes you could have the tefillin shoresh on the yad? Shlo yinik ben derech bizayin, that one should not treat the tefillin shoresh in a state of disgrace. And that is because he's carrying this load on his head. So for that purpose, we allow him to remove it and put it onto his arm. But ro mi amad, did we ever say that it's fit, that this is a malkum that's roy for two tefillin shel yads, to say that now in that space where we allow you to take shel roish and put it over there, that that's considered a malkum of that it should be considered a takshrit? We never said that. It's just in that case we allow you to put it there, but it's not that there's space for two on the shel yad based on the principle of Rav Huna's halacha. So David the Gemara says, because Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, that malkum yesh b'roish shirol aneich b'shtei tefillin. Based on that principle, that just like he says, there is space for two tefillin shel roish on the area of the head. There is space on the arm to fit two tefillin shel yads, just like the same principle. And therefore, although the only place, as the Gemara will explain in a moment, is to put the tefillin shel yad, it's not the whole entire arm, it's only on the biceps, but on the biceps, there is room for two tefillins, and that is why Mlil allows it, based on the principle of tachshit, in the place only where tefillin are normally worn, to have two on the head and two on the arm. As the Gemara says, Tanda b'nei Menashe, it says in the Pasuk, you should put tefillin al yodecha, on your arm, zuki virus. The interpretation is that that is the biceps. That's the middle limb that's on the entire arm, that over there by the biceps is where you could put, and that's what the Gemara explained, that there's room for two on those biceps. And it says you should put the tefillin b'nei necha, between your eyes. It doesn't literally mean between one's eyes. It means zukadkad, that's the front part of one's skull. Hecha, where is that? So Amar Rabbi Yonai, makom shemecha shel tunik reifus. It's the area of a child's brain, of his skull, where it's soft. That soft spot is exactly the spot where tefillin are supposed to be placed. So now the Gemara says, to explain our machlokes in the Mishnah, regarding if you're allowed to take one pair of tefillin at a time, or as the Tanakhama said, or two tefillin pairs of tefillin at a time, as Gamliel said, the Gemara wants to explain what is exactly their machlokes. And the Gemara has five different, ultimately four, because it falls off the fifth one, five different interpretations of what the machlokes is. So first the Gemara says, Lema b'derav Shmuel b'arav Yitzchak mifkli. Let's say that the machlokes is, in the halacha that we just mentioned before, if there is room for two pairs of tefillin at one time on the head and possibly even the arm. The Tanakhama, less later, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, the Tanakhama says, it doesn't hold like that. There's only room for one. And therefore, that's why one can only take out one pair at a time. Bring them Leel, is later, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. However, Leel holds like that, that there is room for both, and that's why you can take out two pairs at a time. So the Gemara says, like, the Kuliyama is later, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. In truth, we could say that everyone agrees to his halacha, that there is room for two pairs at one time. But v'hacha, their machlekes is b'shabes man tefillin kemifugit. Their machlekes is based on if we save Shabbos is the time. In other words, if there's the mitzvah of wearing tefillin on Shabbos, the Tanakhama savor, as we'd explained in the previous Gemara, Shabbos man tefillin hu. He holds that Shabbos is the time of tefillin, that it is a mitzvah, and therefore, because of this necessity to save the tefillin, the Rabbanan did not allow one to do more than the actual mitzvah is, because it's not a tachshah, it's not an adornment. Rather, the only reason why we allow you to take it out is because since it's the Zman of Tefillin, so hey, you could wear the Tefillin anyway, you're supposed to wear Tefillin on Shabbos, so you could carry out one pair of Tefillin at a time. But even more so, since it's the Zman of Tefillin, so now, at a time when the mitzvah applies, there's also a problem of being over on what's called the Isra Bal Tosef, adding on to the mitzvah. You're only allowed to wear Dalad Kamfas, not five Kamfas, not five corner garment with tzitzis. You're only allowed to take the four minimum of Lulav and Esrog, not five. Same thing over here regarding this mitzvah of tefillin. You're only allowed to wear one pair at a time, not two. So therefore, this Issa Bal Tosef will consider the second pair of tefillin as not the mitzvah, because if it's the mitzvah, then you're being over on Bal Tosef. So that means the second one is not the mitzvah. It must be that it's just a load you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. That's the understanding of the Tanakhama that only allows one pair of tefillin, because he says Shabbos is a Zman of tefillin. However, Mulil holds that Shabbos does not have the mitzvah of wearing tefillin on Shabbos. And the reason why the Rabban allowed one to save it on Shabbos, not because you're being mekayem a mitzvah and you're allowed to wear a mitzvah on Shabbos, is because it's an adornment. And therefore, as long as it's an adornment, it's permitted. And that is, there is no bat tesef over here, because there's no mitzvah tefillin to say that now you're adding on to that mitzvah. So rather, it's like regular garments, which you're allowed to wear on Shabbos, an adornment, different jewelry, and therefore, since there's room for two, we could consider both of them as an adornment. That was the second interpretation. Vibay Seima, a third interpretation is, the Kuliyama Shabbos Zman Tefillin Hu, that in truth, everybody agrees that Shabbos is a Zman of Tefillin Hu, and that according to everybody, it's considered a Tachshit. Now, the machloikis is, v'hocha b'mitzvah tzrichas kavanah k'mifugit. Their machloikis is based on the principle, if when you're doing a mitzvah, do you have to have intent that, hey, I want to go ahead and be mekayem this mitzvah. And there's two versions in Rashi in this, and we're going with the latter interpretation of Rashi, which is Rashi's preferred pshat, that this is their machloikis. Tanakhama holds, and the words here are changed in the second version of Rashi, Lotzis loy boyikavano. The Tanakhama holds that one does not have to have intent to be yoitz the mitzvah to be able to fulfill his chiyuv, and therefore, since to be yoitz your chiyuv, you can be yoitz even without kavana, without intent. So regarding Baal Taisif, which is adding on to the mitzvah, even if you did not intend for it to be a mitzvah, there's also Baal Taisif, because since, as we just explained, that Shabbos is a zman of tefillin, that is why two is going to be forbidden, even without intending to add on, because a mitzvah is a mitzvah without intending it. So therefore, if I'm doing two of the mitzvahs, I'm doing two of them, even without intending to it. Oh, wait a second, well, that's more than what the mitzvah is. Oh, so that's going to be a problem of Baal Taisif, and therefore one is going to be carrying a load on Shabbos, again, because since it's a Zman of Tefillin, it's a time of the mitzvah, and therefore, although it's a Tachshit, but the second one is going to ultimately be a load because of Baal Taisif, that's going to say it's not a mitzvah, must be, it's a load. However, Rabbi Gamliel Savar, Lotzeis by Kavanah, Rabbi Gamliel holds that to be Yaitzah mitzvah, you do need to have intention, and therefore, you're also not over Baal Taisif until you actually have intent to be Mekayimet as a mitzvah. And here where you don't want to become Mekayimet as a mitzvah because you don't want to be over Baal Taisif, it's not going to be considered as part of the mitzvah. And therefore, it will be considered as a tachshid. And that's why you can carry out two at a time. That was the third interpretation. We continue on to the top of Tzadik Vav and Aleph. V'boi Seyman, if you want, you can give a fourth interpretation. The Kuli Amel Lotzis Loiboi Kavan, that in truth, everyone holds that you don't have to have a specific intent to Mekayimet mitzvah. You're going out, you're shakling dal minim, you're going into sukkah, you yoytze your chiv even without intending it. However, they argue regarding the added component, regarding being over on adding on to the mitzvah, if you need to have intent or not. The Tanakhama Saver, that to be over on baltesev, you also don't have to have kavan. In other words, just like to be yoytze your chiv, to fulfill the mitzvah, you don't have to have intent. So to regarding Baal Taisif, a mitzvah is a mitzvah intrinsically, even without me intending it to be. Therefore, when I take two, that is going to be two mitzvahs, Baal Taisif. That's a problem. That's why you can't have two. Rambam says you could take out two pairs of tefillin because lava mission Baal Taisif by kavana. That to be over on Baal Taisif, you do have to have kavana. And that is although to be yoytze the mitzvah, you don't have to, but to be over on this lava Baal Taisif, if you don't intend it to be for mitzvah, you're not going to be over on the lava Baal Taisif. V'ibay Seima, or a fifth interpretation of this machlokes is, Idis virilon, the Shabbos man tefillin, if we would hold that Shabbos is his man tefillin, that there is a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos, then the Kulei Ame, everyone would agree that loy lava boy kavana, that not to be over, that you don't have to have intention for the mitzvah, v'loy lotzis boy kavana. And in other words, not to be over Baal Taisif, and not to be becoming a mitzvah, neither one requires kavanah. That's if Shabbos would be this man tefillin. Therefore, according to everybody, you wouldn't be able to take out two. However, v'hacha, over here, we're saying that Shabbos is not a zman tefillin. And the machlokes is as follows. Belaver shaloi bizman kamifalki. They're arguing regarding, can you be over a matosiv, even if it's not the time of when the mitzvah is supposed to be, which is on Shabbos, when there is no mitzvah to wear tefillin, is wearing tefillin on Shabbos considered Baal Taisif adding on to the mitzvah? In other words, it's only in quantity, let's say, for example, when it's time to do the mitzvah, and I'm supposed to do four minim, I take five minim, or four kanfas, and I take five kanfas. At the time when the mitzvah is, then adding on is a problem. But in the time when there is no such mitzvah, on Pesach, if I take dalad minim, is that also considered Baal Taisif? Or do you say that, no, this is not a time for it? That is what they were arguing about. Tanakama Savaloi Bar Kavana. Tanakama held at a time when there is, when it's not the Zman of the Mitzvah, you don't need to have intent. In other words, even when it's not the Zman of the Mitzvah, which is on Shabbos, when it's not a time for wearing tefillin, even then, even without intending it to be, it's a mitzvah, and therefore this is going to be considered adding on to the mitzvah. Rabbi Gamliel holds that no. Laver Shaloi Bizmanoi Bar Kavana. To be over not at the time of the mitzvah, you have to have a specific intent to consider it as the mitzvah and only then to be over on the Issa Baal Taisif. And that is not during the time and you're not intending, there is no hint of it being a mitzvah. And therefore, there is no tosefes of the mitzvah whatsoever. And therefore, he says, look, Shabbos, we're all agreeing, it's not a zman of tefillin. There's not going to be a problem about taking out more than one tefillin to be over on Baal Taisif because it's not even the time of tefillin. And therefore, unless if I specifically intended for it to be the mitzvah of tefillin and to adding on to it, it's not going to be the Issa Baal Taisif. To which the Gemara asks on this final pshat, Ihachi, if that's really the case, that this is what they're arguing about, L'Remeya, then according to Remeya, Zug Echad Nami Loi, then according to the first opinion on Mishnah, even one pair should not be able to be taken out, because ultimately, this is a Tesefes. This is itself an addition, because this is not the time of tefillin. Now you're adding on, again, not just that on Shabbos, if you were to wear two, that then the second one is adding on to the first one. The one pair on Shabbos is adding on to the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is only to wear tefillin on the weekday, not on Shabbos. So essentially, that one pair on Shabbos is itself going to be an Isra Bal Taisif. And that should be a problem, even one pair, even without Kavanah. Va'oid, and moreover, there's a halacha, the Hayashin Bishmini Bisukkah, that regarding someone that sleeps in the sukkah, the halacha should be that Yilka, he should get Malkus. And that is because what you're ultimately doing is you're adding on the eighth day to the seventh day. Now the problem with that is, as Rashi explains, we sit in the sukkah on the eighth day because we're doubtful. And that's the problem, we make 2 days of Yom Tov, if it's the eighth day or if it's really the seventh day. So look at Tchila, we do sit there. So it must be that when it's not at the time of the mitzvah, then without intent, that there is no Tosefes. There is no Isser of Bal Tosef. And that's not like the last pshat that we just said. And that is why it's permitted for us to sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, because we don't intend for it to be the mitzvah sukkah. We're not sure. If it is, then let it be. If not, not. So since we're not intending it for it to be the mitzvah, therefore to be Eivah Bal Tosef, that is why we're allowed to. So therefore the Gemara says, Al-Machvata, rather, it's clear, Kedishanina Mikara, we have to say like we had answered previously, as specifically as we had said, especially in the first Teretz, the second, which that the of the five of them, that the machlekes is regarding Shabbos, if it's the zman of tefillin or if it's not the zman of tefillin, that is exactly what we're arguing about. But we can't say it was like this last pshat that it's regarding shaloi bezmani, that everyone agrees that there's not a time of tefillin on Shabbos, because then the problem is based on the principle that we said that even the one pair of tefillin should be a problem, and then even the eighth day of sukkahs that we sit in the sukkah itself should be. If you're saying that it's even shaloi b'kavana, in the opinion of Remeir, that even without intending it's considered about Taisif, then these should be a problem, you should get Malkus, and we know that's not the case. So therefore, it's obviously not that like the last pshat, and rather the machlekes is regarding if it's man tefillin or not, and that was again based on the principle, do we view it as a takshid, or do we view it as a mitzah? If it's a takshid, we allow two. If it's a mitzah, we only allow one.